I did think a lot about our chicken.
We're on, so you guys
are all right, we're back on the record, and the next measure is initiative 2015-2016, number 75, local government authority to regulate oil and gas development. All right, Ms. Tierney.
Thank you, members of the title board. Madam Chair, Martha Tierney, on behalf of the proponents, Bruce Mason and Karen Dyke, who are both present and have signed their affidavits.
And do you want to just tell us what your central feature of your measure is and what you believe the single subject to be?
So Initiative 75 is a measure, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution, giving authority to local governments to regulate oil and gas development.
Any questions from the board?
Not for me.
Okay.
Not on the single subject.
All right. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak on this issue? We're going to do single subject first, so come on up.
Thank you, members of the board and Madam Chair. I'm Elizabeth Titus on behalf of Scott Prestige and Sean Martini. As to the single subject, with regard to the single subject, Measure 75 we submit has more than one distinct purpose. In fact, it has multiple separate purposes. We agree with the proponents that one purpose is to give local governments authority to regulate oil and gas development or impose regulations, it says, concerning oil and gas development. There is a limit on that authority, though. Those laws may not be less protective of public health, general welfare, or the environment. But in addition to this grant of authority, this measure also allows these local governments to ban oil and gas development within their geographic boundaries. Giving this additional authority to ban an otherwise lawful activity in this state is another purpose. And not to completely ignore the past discussion on preemption, and I recognize what was said earlier, but I would like to bring up that this measure's use of preemption is different than what we were talking about with Measure 63. This measure singles out a different type of law that would not be subject to state preemption. If you look at Section 3, Subsection 2, laws that are enacted to prevent or mitigate local impacts from oil and gas development are not subject to preemption. That is not the same as laws concerning oil and gas development, and it's not even a subset of those laws. In fact, that could be a whole different set of larger laws or regulations altogether. A law attempting to mitigate impacts from oil and gas development could touch on taxes, water rights, air quality, waste treatment. For example, what if a local government decided that the best way to mitigate oil and gas impacts was to develop its own water right appropriation system? That is unrelated to laws concerning oil and gas development. And just on the final note, in addition to this, to the preemption, the ban on oil and gas activities within geographic boundaries, this measure also has the effect of curtailing any effort by the state to advance its own interests. If you look at Section 1C, it begins with the state of Colorado has a compelling interest to prevent and mitigate impacts. But if you go down, it says, and it has this affirmative language that requires that the state must not impede efforts by local governments to prevent and mitigate these detrimental impacts. That language is affirmative language that curtails the authority of the state to advance its own interest and to perhaps challenge, impose consequences, or take other actions which might be contrary to the agenda of a local government. And so that I would submit our four separate and distinct purposes.
Any questions?
None for me.
No.
No. All right. Thank you.
Are we ready?
Ms. Tierney, did you want to respond to any of that?
I'm happy to respond to that. Again, I think that the Supreme Court's prior decision in Cordero versus Leahy, and it is at site 328 P3rd 155, addresses these issues. Excuse me. That was relating to measure 90 in 2014 and related measures. And again, it addressed the issues on preemption. It addressed the ability of local governments to adopt stronger laws than state laws and found that those did not create a separate subject from the subject of the measure.
And let me just ask you, even though it's kind of unclear from the case law whether it matters whether I ask you, but do you, of these measures that you've submitted, generally speaking, some of them may have different proponents. Do you intend to circulate more than one, or can you group them for me of the ones that you would only circulate this one or that one?
So I would, yes, Madam Chair, I would group them into four different categories. So there, 62 was a ban on hydraulic fracturing. That would be one category. 63 was the environmental, right to a healthy environment. That would be a second category. 75 is a local control measure. That would be a separate category. And then 76 through 83 are all setback measures.
Okay.
And I would group those together. It is the intent of the proponents to not circulate more than one in each of those four categories.
Okay.
They may not circulate one in each of those four categories, but they would not circulate. So really that just applies to the setbacks. That's the only category that has more than one.
Okay.
Similar.
Anything?
No, I'll just say I think the objections to single subject, you know, on the preemption basis, it's an interesting argument, but, you know, we're talking local mitigation of local impacts from oil and gas development, and I think it's a little speculative as to say how far out that can go. I don't know that we can really consider that. From a language perspective, it's tied to the central purpose and single subject of the measure. With that, I think, you know, I'm inclined to find a single subject here.
Yeah, and I don't think the court allows us to speculate on those issues, so I'm in agreement.
I'm ready for a motion.
Why don't you make it?
I move to find that proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 75, has a single subject.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, that takes us to the language. And do you have any comments on the staff draft, Ms. Tierney?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The proponents are largely in favor of the staff draft. I would like to point out the one area where I think that it might be confusing to the voter, and that's the language that refers to both matters of statewide concern and local laws that materially impede a state interest. Certainly, matters of statewide concern is a term of art. It's a legal term. It has a legal definition. I don't think the average voter knows what that term means. Part of the definition of a matter of statewide concern, or what it means, is that it materially impedes a matter of state interest, right? So our proposal would be to take out the words, even as to matters of statewide concern and And then, so it would read, and then it would read, impacts from oil and gas development are not subject to preemption by state law, even if, so they would, it would go right down to even if the local laws materially impede a state interest. And then I might also suggest that we add at the end there, in regulating oil and gas development, so it's clear what the state interest is in.
This is the same that you passed out last time.
It's very similar. And in fact, the staff draft adopted some of those proposed changes, which I was happy to see. So they included the limit language that we had in red line the last time. But the second change, or I call them one change, but they're really two, I guess, eliminating the language about statewide concern and then adding in the in regulating oil and gas development, I think would make it clearer to the average voter.
I don't think she's proposing changes to line three, Steve.
I'm not, Steve, sorry.
I gave you my never mind.
Ms. Tierney.
No, it's the right one, but I think she's
wouldn't it be accurate to simply end that final clause at exempting local laws that prevent or mitigate local impacts from oil and gas development from preemption by state law, period? I mean, both of those, statewide concern and material impede, those are all terms of art.
It would be fine with us. We could add state laws regulating oil and gas development, but I don't think we have to.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak to the staff draft, to the wording? You want to come on up and let us know your thoughts before we get too far?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Elizabeth Titus on behalf of Scott Prestige and Sean Martini. As to the issue that you were just discussing, I do think leaving in at least materially impede a state interest does give some color to the term preemption, which is also a legal term and a term of art that may not be within the common knowledge of most voters. And so when you have preemption and you're sort of characterizing it as even if those laws materially impede a state interest, it explains the effect in a better way. Also, as I mentioned in my single subject argument, the authority granted to local governments under this measure isn't plenary. It has a floor in that it can't, the new regulations must not be less protective of its public health, the environment, of a community's health, safety, general welfare, and environment than laws enacted by the General Assembly. And I don't think that that's captured in this measure, and that's an important part of what's happening, because when you just look at allowing local laws to be more restrictive, it implies that, you know, that's included in the authority, but that there's no limitation on the authority of local governments.
So would you say something like, allowing local laws only if they are more, or something like that?
I would leave it, I would say probably like allowing such local laws to be more restrictive than state law and requiring that such laws, I guess I don't want to double negative, be more protective of a community's health, safety, welfare, and environment.
Do you guys mind just listening to the concerns? And it's kind of a lot, but I have a considerable reworking. Do you mind if I throw that out there? Steve, if you want to put this up, and sorry about the delay, but I think you'll like most of it. you know, one of my concerns about the staff draft too is it talks about just local laws, and the measure actually goes to regulations and things as well.
Oh, okay. So.
Sorry about that, to the extent this takes us more time than might strictly be necessary.
No, no, that's fine. Rather start from...
And part of this, too, is I think I went back and looked at the titles from 2013-14. I think it was number 92, mm-hmm. and started working some of that into this one as well. Foolish consistency being the hobgoblin of little minds, I suppose.
Definitely the term terminate isn't in the measure.
Yeah.
And terminate is the same as prohibit and would be different from a moratorium.
Yeah, well,
Why don't we allow all the red lines to go in and then okay. we can address this. I do agree with you, but we can, I think I do. I won't prejudge it. But yeah, then we can go back and revisit. There's a lot there. I suggest we kind of go piece by piece.
Sure.
So maybe just talk about lines one and two. I am fine with that. Do the proponents have any concerns on lines one and two?
It's okay. It's less active, which I don't like, but that's just my English teacher mother.
How about the opponents?
Elizabeth Titus for the proponents. Going back to Groundhog Day, I think that the term local government regulation, that we landed on that, or you all landed on that, because it was to encompass sort of everything that was going on, all the different types of laws and regulation that a local government could enact pursuant to the measure. So I'm fine with that, but that's just something I recalled.
I move the adoption of the amendments reflected on lines one and two of the red line.
Oh, sorry. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so I think that takes us to lines 2 through 4 up to
borders.
The borders and the semicolon.
So it seems to me that the objection was the term. I think that's accurate. So I don't know if it's just prohibit, limit, or impose, and keep in the existing, or impose a moratorium on, since I guess that is right, that that is different.
Yeah, I agree. I wonder if we could reject that change and then vote on that whole clause when we get there. My comment is, rather than increasing local government's authority, I would say empowering local governments to.
That's better.
I think that's clearer.
What's that?
I don't like the word. I don't know why. Empowering.
The people hereby vest in local governments the power and authority to adopt laws. That's where I'm getting it. I just don't know. Increasing.
It's not always going to be increasing, maybe.
Maybe allowing local governments to? Or expressly allowing or something like that? Or authorizing?
Yeah, I think usually we use authorizing or...
Okay.
They're prohibiting or authorizing.
I would say authorizing local governments to prohibit, limit, or impose a moratorium. I think that's a better phraseology. And then, Mr. Gallander, what is... within their borders. I understand that might be a necessary implication.
It was just in the measure and tracking, and I guess to be a little more clear, it probably is not necessary. In fact, I defer to anyone, but I'm sure I don't think anyone, I think it would probably be assumed that they're not doing it outside their borders.
Right. They can't. I mean.
So if you'll permit a momentary interruption, our IT staff is here to set up the projector. Does the board want the projector or are we?
I wonder if, I think we're.
Can we finish this question and then take a break?
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's fine to leave that in. So with those.
Put in or take it out. I don't feel as strong about it. If we think it's.
I mean, I'd rather take
surplus.
It out. I know.
Okay. Yeah. So let's take that out. And then maybe we could get comments from the two parties on that now revised first clause after the in connection therewith.
Just lines 2 and 3. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
The proponents are fine with that.
No objection.
I move the changes as reflected on lines 2 and 3 of the red line.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. I don't have any comments on lines 3 through 5.
My only comment is, do you think we need regulations in the title? Generally laws includes regulations, ordinances.
Well, I think that was Mr. Gallander's point, that this went beyond laws. I mean, legislative laws. These could be regulations adopted by some other body other than legislative. I don't know. Was that your point?
Yeah, I mean, the point is that the measure says vests the power and authority to adopt laws, regulations, ordinances, or charter provisions. I mean, I think that regulation is an umbrella term that sort of covers all those things. just making clear that it, I mean, it seems to me that you could have, rather than say the city council pass a law limiting something, there could be a city department of health or something like, or environment or something like that, that passes a rule. That was the reason for the change.
The not less protective, the double negative, I think is a, it reads poorly. Maybe we could say,
yeah, I liked only if more protect, but
okay.
Do you have a suggestion?
At least as protective?
Yeah, I think that's good.
At least as protective?
Like, and after development.
I think that requires grammatically at the end substituting as for than. But I could be wrong. That's a very long. Because it's not at least as protective at than state law. It would be at least as protective as state law, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's.
Yes, I think that's right.
The opponent have anything? And I'm just for the record, I'm not holding you to like, waving your. You know, right to object at the rehearing, but if you have any comments at this point.
Elizabeth Titus for the objectors. I don't love, I'm not a fan of double negatives as a general proposition, but it does track the language of the measure using the shall not be less protective. And at least as protective, it's kind of, I don't think that's as clear as the other language.
No, maybe we should just track the measure.
The problem is that to track the language, we have to rewrite it. I mean, it has words in between. Shall not be less protective. So it reads clearer than not less protective.
I actually think it's fine.
Okay.
Has changed.
Yeah. We can leave it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, you want to move that?
I move the changes as reflected on lines 3 through 5 of the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. So that just leaves us with
stuff at 6.
Yeah.
Which I think should be too controversial. I think this addressed. I believe it was Ms. Titus's point that preemption is a pretty technical term.
Right.
I don't think we've got the same effect here.
I thought that was a good change.
Either side have any comment on that one?
We're on 5 and 6 now?
Right.
Or,
yeah.
Okay.
5 through 8?
Just the whole thing. Okay.
So we're addressing preemption in a different way.
Just a question for Mr. Gallander. Did we use the term overriding in?
No, I don't think so. I think you just said.
I think that's his attempt to use a plain language term that,
yeah.
In place of the more legal term of art, preemption.
go ahead.
Okay. Just push my side. Elizabeth Titus for the objectors. I'm not sure prohibiting the state from overriding accurately reflects the application of the doctrine of preemption. Technically, right, it would be a court deciding which law takes precedence when you apply that doctrine, and it's not the state acting so much. I would, something perhaps more accurate might say, that state laws cannot take precedence over a local law or regulation that is enacted to prevent or mitigate.
Precedence is so
cannot
misused. I mean, I'm that's such a term of art that
it just implies my that only the concern, state is doing something that
that's
it's
right.
not doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The preemption provision of this proposed initiative, as I understand it, applies to both existing laws and any future laws by the state. And the way it reads with the act of overriding suggests that the state may not in the future attempt to do so, but existing laws may or may not be affected, and I don't think that's quite the intent of the initiative. Now, that might be so in the weeds that the average reader wouldn't read it that way, but perhaps it's worth trying to address that.
Well, I mean, I think here is what the measure actually says, is in matters of local, statewide, or mixed local and state concern, local laws, regulations, ordinances, or charter provisions that are enacted to prevent or mitigate local impacts from oil and gas development are not subject to preemption by the state or an agency of the state, which to me may get beyond sort of the pure legal narrowness of the term and talk about, I don't know what, an executive agency action on the ground or a regulation or something, even if they conflict with a state statute and more restrictive, there's some other stuff there. You know, I didn't add the
about,
or agency
how about this?
Of I was
and providing that state laws shall not override a local law or regulation that is enacted to prevent.
That might be okay.
The only issue I have is that it doesn't really limit the lack of preemption of state laws. It just says
well, state
preemption
laws and
by
regulations.
The state or an agency. It doesn't.
How about providing that the state shall not override? Well,
yeah.
I think the doctrine of preemption is one that is going to have to be right. It's not always going to be that the state is overridden. Just the court's going to look at it and determine right whether or not it. If because there's qualifiers. I almost think we're better off with the word preemption.
Well, here's a question for Ms. Turney. I mean, are there qualifiers? I'm looking at the language, and I mean, I think the first clause, rather than a qualifier, is a non-qualifier, because I think it's saying it applies to any regulations, whether they're traditionally a home rule matter or not. And then we do have the qualifier that it has to be to prevent or mitigate local impacts. So that's the one qualifier. And then the stuff after.
There's another one, right? Even if. So.
Right, but I think the even if is actually more of an expansion than a qualifier. I mean, it's really saying that, right? I mean, it's saying even if this would really affect the state's interest. I mean, I think that even if language is expansive rather than restrictive.
I suggest taking the safe approach, which might be a little more technical than we would prefer, but tracks the language of the amendment, and doing it this way. And providing that local laws or regulations enacted to prevent or mitigate local impacts from oil and gas development are not subject to preemption by the state or an agency of the state.
Yeah, we might be a little more active if we just went back to the staff draft minus the last
right.
clause.
That's what I think, too.
I mean, I guess if we're uncomfortable with the override and, you know, think it's not accurate enough and we need the technical term, then I would just go back to the staff draft.
That's fine.
Okay, so and exempting local laws that prevent or mitigate local impacts from oil and gas development from preemption by state law, period. Yeah.
Period.
Okay. All right. Striking the last sentence to someone, or...
Just can we just say preemption by the state? I mean, that's what the thing says.
Oh, yeah.
You're right, because it could be an agency or whatever. Sure, by the state.
Wow.
The proponents are supportive of that.
I move the change. The opponents have a comment?
Sure. And then I'll say one thing. And
okay.
Elizabeth Titus for the objectors. I just want to renew my comment as I think that at least one of the phrases either that either statewide concern or materially impede a state interest, that does help give some context for the term preemption, and it tracks the measure. I think they are a bit duplicative, and I don't think that they're both necessary, but I think it provides context and meaning in the title.
My only comment is just moving part of the phrase up, because it's just kind of long and complicated. So I would say, an exempting from preemption by the state local laws that prevent or mitigate local impacts from oil and gas development.
Fine by me.
Yeah.
That's fine. I think it reads better. Although we might need, so now it says by the state local laws.
Yeah.
You might need to say by the state any local laws? I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that reads better.
You want to move the change?
I move the changes as reflected on lines 5 through 8 of the red line on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm going to read it to the record.
On line 3, since we use local governments as plural, I think it just current one should be moratoriums rather than a moratorium.
Okay.
Is it moratoria?
Moratoria.
I'm sure either is probably fine.
I bet that's right. I could check dictionary.com.
You should make sure it's not Greek.
Yeah, moratoriums is probably better just because people might not know what moratoria is.
I agree. I was half kidding about dictionary.com.
Oh, you were? I thought you were doing it. It's when you look up irregardless. It says see regardless.
Right.
One of those words. Okay. Right now it reads, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the local government regulation of oil and gas development and in connection therewith authorizing local governments to prohibit, limit, or impose moratoriums on oil and gas development, authorizing local law and regulations that are more restrictive of oil and gas development and at least as protective of a community's health, safety, welfare, and environment as state law, and exempting from preemption by the state any local laws that prevent or mitigate local impacts from oil and gas development.
All right. I move that we set the title as amended as appears on the screen for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 7, D5, local government authority to regulate oil and gas development.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we're going to take a break so we can fix the screen issue. So we'll be in recess.